You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coming to you from San Francisco Bay Area. Hey, what's going on in your video game world? I've been doing this show over 15 years now, each and every night at this time, or maybe it's daytime. I am across the globe, and so however you're receiving us, this is the 1 hour all week that we take a break from some of these sports talk networks just to take a breath. Stop talking about football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, Quidditch, roller ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, all that good stuff. We talk a little video games. Yeah, yeah, sports video. No, all video games. All of them. I said all of them, baby. So come on in and be a part of it at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the toll-free line for all you gamers out there. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't represent them. I don't design them. I just play them. And I judge games on one criterion. And that is it fun? I don't care what it looks like. If it's fun, we'll play it. 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to our brave men and women representing us as ambassadors overseas and also domestically as well. Part of the American Forces Radio Network on The Voice. Great to have you with us wherever you might be listening. I was just talking today to someone. Oh, I was in Germany in October of 2019 driving down the freeway listening to The Eagle. That's the rock station on AFN. So if you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Come home soon. We're also streaming through the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well, plus CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. You can also catch us through sportsbyline.com. Use that. Rick at sportsbyline.com is the email address to win the video game. I'll give away at 40 after. Also for the cheat code request at the end. SBNationLive.com is we're on SB Nation Radio Network. Proud to be on there. And we're also very proud to be on Sirius Satellite Radio. Sirius XM, baby. Channel 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. So we'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. I'm going to talk to a developer in about 15 minutes. It's all here under one roof, the Costco of sport, of video game talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from home. And now, get up to $140 off select PCs and up to $100 off select chairs. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/22. In-store only. Limit 2 while supplies last. Details at staplesconnect.com/weekly ad.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, America, and around the world. America, blank you. Let's look at the email. Let's just start off with some emails this week. And specifically, I just saw one. By the way, the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com here. Video games, questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. This one is from Kenneth. I like that. Very official. Nobody calls you Ken or Kenny? All right, that's doesn't matter. Kenneth says, Rick, love the show. Thanks. Cyberpunk 2077, we all know, is the worst game in history upon release. What was your worst game upon release? In other words, biggest disappointment. For me, it was the boredom simulator called No Man's Sky. All right, Kenneth, thanks for the email. Well, first of all, listen, Cyberpunk 2077. I don't think I've ever seen a AAA title hit stores and then have every single copy recalled and then have it removed from the PlayStation Store. And developers knew how broken that game was, and they put it out as a launch with the PS5 anyway. I mean, if there's ever been a better example, and we've had examples over the years, but a better example of just some suits saying, what do you mean the game's not ready? It's not going to be ready. You said when the PS5 launched that it would be ready. Yeah, but no, CD Projekt in Poland. No. If that game does not come out, heads are going to roll. Now, who knows what they said? You're all going to be fired. I'm taking away your Porsche. So they launched it. And yeah, it was a joke. I'm going to have to differ with you, Kenneth, on No Man's Sky, which I not only liked, I loved. And they've done a lot of updates on that game. I got to go to a talk one time from the kid from Hello Games, who's not a kid anymore, but he was behind the game Black on the PS2, one of the best first-person shooters. The way he talked about how they use noise to simulate the planets. And as it started off, you would never see anyone else. And every planet you discovered, you could name. And maybe somebody else would land on your planet or you land on somebody else's. You had to know what you were getting into. If you thought you were playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you weren't. You were playing No Man's Sky. And it was you never knew what type of planet you were going to get, how hostile, what type of resources you were going to do. I love that game. But yeah, if you think you're playing Call of Duty, you're going to be bored. Now, I know a lot of people are in defense of you, Kenneth. I know a lot of people were in the same boat as you. They thought they were, getting some kind of Battlefront game. But I like No Man's Sky. For me, there's been some classic cases of games coming out. And, I mean, look at Anthem. When you think about how competitive EA is and with the success of Destiny, and they go, yeah, we're going to make an FPS game. Here it is, Anthem. And what a grind that game was. What a grind. And on top of that, it was so buggy that it actually kind of worked out in the end, because players were able to start off with the most powerful weapon, meaning that they didn't even have to buy those loot boxes or the quote-unquote microtransactions. I think about Haze. Now, that's going back, 12 years or whatever. But Free Radical Design, they made the Time Splitter series, and there was so much hype surrounding their new IP. It was just terrible game quality, poor sales, and Haze was just completely panned. A friend of mine said that his biggest disappointment was WWE 2K20. And it was so disastrous that Sony started offering refunds for people who bought it on the PS4. And some of the glitches got ironed out. Someone I know very well said that Battlefront 2, 2017, that they thought they basically spent $60 on an arcade shooter with very little variety. And it made Frank's fans so angry, they just got completely, completely panned. And then you think about, Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, can I earn those characters? And they were locked behind paywalls? Yeah. So it was a disappointment. I can think of games that came out that were disappointing. Like when I think about Killzone, which was Sony's answer to Halo back on the PS2. Love Killzone. That was really games in Holland. They took forever to get Killzone 2 out. And not that good. Portal 2, not that good. But if you're talking about a AAA title that I was really looking forward to that was so bad in the beginning, I vowed never to play it, and then I put in a lot of hours into it, and I still play it now then, was Fallout 76. And remember when Todd Howard got up there and he's like, here's the new one, we're like, woo! I mean, we just love Fallout 3, Fallout 4, I mean, just such amazing games. And then he's like, now you have to play the whole thing online. I'm like, what? Yeah, and when you run into another person, they can kill you. So it's not a first person. It's not a single player game. Oh, it is, but you have to be online. And then it was so buggy that Fallout 76 had an update that was bigger than the original game. Wait, then they had another update that was bigger than the original game. And I know some of the guys out there and gals, they spent money on power armor additions that were supposed to come with this burlap backpack, and it was a piece of garbage. You now with Fallout 76, you can actually rent your own server and do whatever you want on it. But I just remember when I started playing, I got killed a couple times and by other players, and it just, because they were way more powerful than me, I was helpless. And then another time when I threw a grenade at some sort of, you know, monster, NPC, bot. And some of the shrapnel of the grenade hit somebody's house. So I immediately had a death warrant out because I attacked someone. The grenade hitting the house counted as me attacking someone. So this death warrant was out. And then all these guys, 100 levels better than me, just came and stomped on me. That was one that was just, you know, fixing something that wasn't broke. You know, what are we going to do this time? Well, I think what it was is these companies, they get so fascinated with people want to play with their friends. They want to play with their friends. They want to play with, no, we don't. Sometimes we just want to play a game by ourselves. And it's like, if Fallout, it's just like now everything has to have a battle royale. I don't care what it is. You know, it's like when NBA 2K had the ski ball mini game, you know. It's like, so, yeah, Cyberpunk is the king. I have to disagree with you on No Man's Sky, but for me, since you asked, Kenneth, it's Fallout 76. Keep the emails coming. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. And if I don't read your letter on the air, I'll write you back, because I have a couple of people. I did a little research on some. That's also the email address for the cheat code. If you want to ask me for a cheat code, I give them away at the end of the show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Anna Lee will join us on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show from Nexon, it is producer Anna Lee, to talk about how Maple Story is celebrating its 16th anniversary. And there are a lot of cool things, the hashtag Maple Memories as well, and some benefits to the Hotel Maple VIP membership. Anna, welcome to the show. To begin with, for those people out there who don't know about Maple Story, give us a little thumbnail, please.
Hi, hello. My name is Anna, and I'm a producer of Maple Story in Nexon America. Maple Story is a free-to-play 2D side-scrolling PC MMORPG game, and the game has been out in the U.S. for 16 years now. So we're currently celebrating our 16th anniversary, as you mentioned, in our game with our players.
What does the game play as an MMORPG? Usually when you think of MMORPGs, you don't think of a side scroller. So how does that work? Is it a platform-based game?
It's just a PC online game. So basically you have to go into, like, log into game, and then you will see, like, there's a map, and then you can, your characters, you can just pick the characters, and then you can, like, moving in the map by, like, moving side slowly, and then you can see, like, a lot of monsters, and there's a, you know, there's like another, like all other MMORPG games, there's a, you know, storylines, and there's a monsters, and there's a NPCs, and you can also meet all the friends, and then, you know, talking to each other and, you know, interacting with each other.
But this game has a very cute, iconic kind of 2D charm. It's
yes.
It's anime, it's cartoony, but it's also very heartwarming as well, isn't it?
Yes, yes, right. So the images and the design, it's really cute. The monsters look very cute. But, you know, deep inside the game, if you're, like, going to deep into the game, the system, the enhancement systems are very hardcore. And also the main storyline, you can, you know, there's a lot of concepts and, like, there's a lot of stories, you know, with all the, you know, NPCs and characters. So you can also enjoy very, you know, very, like, deep part of the storylines in Maple Story. So it's just a, you know, an MMORPG game.
Now, Nexon, that's in South Korea, is that right?
Yes, yes, Nexon. You know, Nexon, actually, they have Nexon, like, Japan and Nexon Korea. Nexon Korea is one of the main companies, the headquarters. And we are working at the Nexon America right now.
You know, a lot of times games from Asia, they don't translate to the Western market in the United States or, mm-hmm. you know, Europe. So how is it that Maple Story is such a big hit in the West as well as in the East?
Like I mentioned, Maple Story is not just a cute, like, Asian, you know, game. So there's a lot of, like, hardcore part of the game. And also we, you know, when we first launched the game, we actually really focused on, like, localizing the game to fit in, like, every other market, like Western markets. So we had, like, global Maple Story exclusive content, like New York City. It's followed by, like, New York City. So there's a lot of elements. And also, you know, even in Western markets and even in Western countries, I believe that there are a lot of, like, anime fans and a lot of Asian culture fans. So this game, Maple Story, has appealed to all these, like, anime fans, a lot of players. So I think that's how Maple Story will was able to like success in the Western market.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And this is free to play. You get it from Steam, right?
Yes, yes. You can also access the game through Steam. It's all like free-to-play game.
Now, a couple more questions for Anna Lee about the video game Maple Story and the 16th anniversary. How sandbox is this game, and how much of it is on rails?
So, Maple Story, we have a lot of like fan base. As I mentioned, it's been in the market for 16 years. So our fan base is really like really strong. They are like really dedicated players. And like I think our players also, they grew up with the Maple Story. So they have a lot of memories to share with our, you know, other friends and other, you know, players. So I think they are like truly enjoying their experience in Maple Story.
So Maplers who have characters that are over level 100 can get access to the VIP membership at Hotel Maple. What are some of the benefits of being the in the VIP club there?
So the theme is basically the Hotel Maple. So we're inviting players to the Hotel Maple event net. So players can enjoy the special missions, and they can also actually, you know, can perform a lot of activities. They also need to rank up their membership, the hotel membership, and, you know, to get access to a lot of, like, special rewards and items, the anniversary-related items.
So what are some of the things, like, from VIP skill points, coupons, anniversary coins? What do these things get you?
So players, by, you know, playing these activities and missions, they can basically get the skill points and the coins. So if they can get the coins, they are able to access all the special anniversary like shops. So you can go to the NPC and open the shop, and you can, you know, by spending all these coins you collected, you can get a lot of compelling like reward items. And also by collecting all these skill points, you can actually get some kind of like buff. And, you know, when you are actually like fighting the monsters and battling monsters, so you can, you know, literally enjoy all the things with this anniversary event and like all the buffs.
Since the game first launched, over 13 million registered players have created 274 million characters, where if Maple Story was a real country, they'd be the fourth highest populated country in the world. So, Anna, when you play, how do you go about creating characters, and how many have you created?
For me, I used to play like Maple, like Korean Maple Story, and then I moved to like global Maple Story. Once you create your account, you can go into the game and you can select one of the characters you want to create out of like 47 characters. I created like a lot of characters because, you know, when we have our big update, we are releasing the new characters like, I cannot say that it's every year, but we're like frequently releasing a lot of characters. So whenever the new character comes out, I try to create the characters to experience the new characters. So I think I have like 20 to 30 something characters in my account.
Sounds about right. And then finally, as I mentioned, hashtag Maple Memories, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, players can post their favorite memories up there, huh?
Right. So our players are really responsive at the moment for Maple Memories events. So we show content from the back, you know, the way back at the beginning, and players are really eagerly sharing their like fondest memories and looking for their old friends. So I have been with this company and Maple Story for a long time. So for me personally, it's a very special event too. And once you, you know, make a post on your Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, you can actually, you know, participate in the Maple Memories event. And all these awesome memories can be found at Maple Memories website.
Yes, and as I mentioned, you can get this Maple Story free on Steam, and there are knowledgeable Hotel Maple concierges that are available on the site to explain all the benefits of the VIP membership, and it just assists players every step of the way to maximize all the experiences and the rewards. We have been speaking with Nexon producer Anna Lee, and once again, hashtag Maple Memories for the 16th anniversary of this game, which I said over 13 million players worldwide. Started back here in North America in May of 2005. Anna, thanks for your time, and let's catch up again down the road.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, no problem. And as always here on Sports Byline, the lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, toll-free 1-800-878-7529. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
I promote my new curbside pickup service.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY to get on in. It's 40 after, so it's time to give away the new game this week, which we do every week at this time. The way to win it is just by sending me a very simple answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. The game I'm giving away today is called Quantum Replica. This is available on the PC, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and it is now new on the Nintendo Switch, which is what I have for it. This is from publishers 1C Entertainment, also P-Cube, and developed by On3CD Studios. The summary is, control time and reclaim your memories in Quantum Replica, a fast-paced action stealth game wrapped in a gorgeous cyberpunk aesthetic, rated T for teen, language, blood, and violence. And that language is Bulgarian. No, sorry, it's bad language. My question is this a game about time, or is this a game about the Hindenburg? Just let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. Quantum Replica, time, or Hindenburg? And you'll be getting it for the Nintendo Switch. What do you think of that? All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. We got a little bit more news about E3 this year, which of course is usually down in SoCal, and a lot of gaga reveals. I was just mentioning Todd Howard with Fallout 76 with Bethesda. That was several years ago at E3. Technical too, new TVs, speakers, VR, all sorts of stuff. And it was canceled because of COVID-19. But it now soldiering on. It will be a virtual event again. It's set to run June 15th, 12th through 15th. Sony says that they're still out, so they're not in. And I remember the GDC in 2020 out here in March in San Francisco, and started hearing that some companies were pulling out because there were going to be a lot of, as always at the Game Developers Conference, a lot of people from Asia flying in. And then some people said, well, if there's people coming from China, we can't show up. Yeah, that was the thinking. Judge it, you know, say that was smart or say that was whatever. And then I thought, well, we're still going to have a GDC. I mean, come on. And then Sony pulled out. And then everybody else pulled out. Sony pulled out of this, E3. But who didn't? Who's in? Nintendo, Xbox, Sega, Square Enix, Capcom, Ubisoft, Take-Two, Bandai Namco, Warner Brothers. It goes on and on. Outside of that, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. It's going to be a four-day online event. And to keep the fans engaged, and just to make it easier to track all of the things going on digitally, there's going to be an online portal. And they said that they're crafting, kind of a little bit last minute, it's not ready yet, less than a month away, but crafting an E3 app, and that will serve as a fan customizable hub to navigate all the press conference and panels and game showcases, which is pretty cool. The portal online and the app will have virtual versions of E3's exhibitor booths, which is kind of cool. There'll be a fan hangout lounge online, discussion forums, LARPy participant leaderboards, and what they say, gamified show elements that can be collected and displayed, encouraging fans to interact in as many ways as possible. All right. As I said, you'll do your profile setup, and you'll have virtual avatars, and you can mingle like SimCity if you want to. So the official version of the E3 app, I mean, you can get the old one, but the updated one will be ready, they say, in time. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of releases, you might remember, and I talked about this the other day, but after Battlefield 4, which is one of the greatest games of all time, in my opinion, when that came out, and loved all the DLC that came with it. And, by the way, not a big fan of Battlefield 5. I thought Battlefield 5 was the way the mechanics worked was disappointing. The guns, the combat. You know, it's a very PC game, so you have, well, we'll just say some pretty ridiculous scenarios of people in different uniforms. But I didn't care about that. I just want a fun game. And it wasn't fun. So, but I remember after Battlefield 4, the rumors were that maybe they were making a World War I game. Now, I've always wanted a World War I game because I'm a World War I buff. And there was a article on a German blog site. Somebody said in German that they had seen it. Of course, EA has the big umbrella over DICE, which is Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment. That's in Stockholm, Sweden. They make the games. They go out and they record every weapon, whether it's a, you know, World War II, like an Enfield, a Thompson, an MP40, MG42. They'll record the actual sounds. It's not just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. They record the sounds. I mean, they're so good. Just love them. The Frostbite engine, which they invented, is a great, great engine as far as especially with hit detection and just destroying elements like blowing up a tree, having a tree fall into a building, the building roof falls onto the car blows up. I mean, it's just an amazing engine. But anyway, Weltkrieg 1, World War I, and someone said, oh, the next Battlefield game is World War I. It is? And it was. Well, the next Battlefield game is supposedly going to be called Battlefield 6. And since we last spoke, the Battlefield Twitter, at Battlefield, a couple days ago, they put out a tweet that said this, quote, words that rhyme with soon, June, boom. So first of all, boom doesn't rhyme with soon, but that's okay. So everyone thought, oh, so they're going to be putting out the trailer in June. So what type of game is it? Is it World War I, World War II, Modern Warfare? Is it the Franco-Prussian War? Breech-loading cannons versus muzzle-loading cannons? Well, as always, somebody gets their paws on a leak, one way or another. And apparently, there have been some photos that have been acquired, I should say. And a guy on Twitter named Sean928. 4059, so it sounds like a temporary fake thing. But Sean, whether it's a man or a woman, found two screenshots. And then he said, here, I made them a bit cleaner and a bit sharper. And on one of them, it looks very much Battlefield-y. It's an island in an ocean, but there are ospreys. Now, ospreys are VTOLs, not VTOLs like you might think in Call of Duty, but just means vertical takeoff landing. I mean, a Harrier or a jump jet's a VTOL. But I've actually seen one of these when I was going. I was off the coast of LA one time in a boat, and Osprey went overhead. That's got like the two helicopter blades, and they go horizontal to go like a plane and vertical to go up like a helicopter. So that was one screenshot. The other screenshot, there's a looks like a spaceship on a launching pad, but there, while the spaceship is on the launching pad, someone is in a vehicle, and it's got a like the way it's shaped, and you kind of see what the choices are. It looks like some sort of attack helicopter, whether it's an Apache or whatever, but it's got the crosshairs on this rocket on the pad. So what this means to me is this is a modern game. Might be futuristic, but from what we can tell, it's just a regular old modern game, which to me would be fine because that's exactly what we had with Battlefield 4. And once again, I loved that game. Such a good game. And I put in many, many hours. Many hundreds and hundreds of hours. So, Battlefield 6, it's coming down the pipe. And we're excited about it. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Days Gone, a PC adventure game. That actually comes out tomorrow. Tuesday, Void Terrarium, a PS5 sim. Galactic Mining Corp, that's a PC simulation, as is Siege Survival Gloria Victus. A PC Adventure Comp, Essays on Empathy. For the PS4, Switch, and the Xbox One, an adventure game, it is called Sunless Skies. Interesting. Aerial Knights Never Yield. That's on the PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. That's an action music platformer. Outbreak Endless, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. This is an action horror roguelite. It's actually Outbreak Endless Nightmares is the official title. Another game called Of Bird and Cage. This is a PC action music game. Rise of the Slime, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. It's an adventure action game. Jay and Silent Bob, Mall Brawl. Little Kevin Smith there. PS4, Xbox One, an action beat-em-up. Just Die Already. Wow. Shows a guy standing in front of a car like he's being run over. PC, action game. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. That's a great name of a game, isn't it? Just Die Already? That's really good. First-person sci-fi shooter on the PC called Viscera Fest, or Viscera Fest. PC action game called Mayhem in Single Valley. And then finally we have Knockout City. PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Oh, actually, we got a couple more here. Didn't see these. Mytopia, it's an RPG sim on the Switch. Cosmic Top Secret, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch adventure game. And then Rust, Xbox One and PS4 adventure game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Spotlight.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us, and closing out the show in our customary fashion by giving away the cheat code to an older game. This one comes to me from Mike Jones. Is that true? Mike Jones, the linebacker, running back out of Missouri, game-saving tackle, Super Bowl. Mike Jones says, Rick, how do I get anti-gravity in Tony Hawk 2? Yeah, that's called moon mode. It's pretty cool. Pause the game and enter. This is on the PlayStation. Pause the game and enter X, square, left, up, down, up, square, and triangle. Once again, pause the game and enter X, square, left, up, down, up, square, and triangle. And you'll be in moon mode, and it will be no gravity. And you'll be able to do all the tricks that you want. It'll get tricky. That's right. Thanks, Mike Jones. Appreciate it. By the way, as I said, you can email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get you back to your sports talk networks, and we'll see you next week right here on the Video Game Review.